Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. I hope all is well in the neighborhood. Welcome to the Married to Medicine LA After Show. And today, we will be covering episode 9, season 2, Queens of the Desert. And oh, baby, we have so much to talk about. But before we get into our casual banter, let me introduce myself. I am your moderator for the evening, Eric Devante, and my amazing co-panelist, Miss Queen Esther.
Hi, everybody. I can't believe it's 9 episodes already.
Right.
Dang, it's exciting. I am so glad that this episode is here today and we definitely need to talk about it. But oh my God, so glad to see you guys again.
I know, it's always good to see your queenly energy. And Miss Regina Coles, how are you?
Hello, everybody. Yeah, you know what, Esther? Time flies when you're having fun, right, guys?
Come on.
And so, wow, this season has just zipped by. And we have one more episode next week. And then hopefully after that, perhaps we'll be doing the reunion shows. Hopefully, right. If they have it, we don't know yet.
A party ain't a party unless there is a reunion attached to it, okay? So you better come correct. So now let's get into this episode. We got to see the ladies finish out their Palm Springs trip. You know, it was filled with love and, of course, seasoned with a bit of drama. Can I get your initial thoughts of the episode, starting with Regina?
Well, you know what? You said a bit of drama. I thought that they started out really great and getting along, and then they dropped back to that junior high school crap.
Come on.
You know, with Leah getting upset because on her night, all the ladies, of course, were tasked with having a special night of their own where they, you know, chose the theme. And so her theme was to wear your best Sunny designer label stuff. And of course, Miss Jasmine, as she is fabulous in her own right and a free spirit, broke out in her own label, yet to be announced. She didn't say what it was, but it's something I'm sure it's going to be her own line of fashion that we're going to be seeing down the road in the near future.
Right.
And then the other thing was Shanique. She got upset because she didn't like the little air horn that Dr. Armani gave her for a gift because she felt like a lot of thought didn't go into the gift. But then again, on the flip side of that, Dr. Britton questioned Shanique as to why she would get Dr. Armani, what, a dildo, a penis, or whatever you want to call it, sex toy. For her gift. And of course, that went into a whole different conversation about sex and all things sex. So,
all right.
You know, to me, they kind of set themselves back that way.
Yeah, I mean, a rubber penis ain't never hurt nobody, all right? It's hard times. We're supposed to be social distancing, so she should be grateful for her blessings.
Exactly.
Count them, all right? Queen Esther, what were you thinking of this episode?
This episode, I am so happy that we had a little bromance happening, a little man coming out and actually having a conversation. I feel like this this season, and probably just even like just the LA girls, we don't really get to see that much of the husbands compared
we don't.
to you know, shows, you know, whether it's the Real Housewives or the Mighty Madison Atlanta. We don't really get to see the husbands in this, you know, in this LA franchise. So I was really happy to see the husbands, you know, have a little talk and just kind of like help each other and support each other. And, you know, check each other. Hey, dude, next time that comes out, you better call me before you say anything out of your mouth. I thought that was beautiful. And to hear how men think, you know, so that we out here can learn is that, oh, so actually men have emotional conversations, you know. So I thought that was really, really lovely. And of course, the whole episode, you know, the girls were lovely. They had a great time. But I was just really, really excited about the bromance happening.
Yeah, definitely something that we don't get to see a lot. So it was refreshing. I thoroughly enjoyed this episode. I don't want to be one of those people where every week I'm like, this is my favorite. But I think this one actually was my favorite. I felt like we got the emotional outpour that we needed. You know, we got a little bit of shade in it, which never hurts. Never hurts a segment. You know, I enjoyed it. I really did. So let's break it down. We start with our bike riding scene, and we also see that Jasmine is currently unemployed, at least as far as Dr. Kendra is concerned. Now, when you guys saw Dr. Kendra get upset, and when Jasmine was kind of pushing her, telling her that she needs to pedal, do you think that Jasmine was being excessive, or do you think Dr. Kendra wasn't pushing herself hard enough? I'll start with you, Queen Esther.
Bit of both. I think Jasmine obviously is coming from a good place. However, like this is her industry. Fitness is her industry. So if she feels like someone is not putting in the effort, then she's definitely going to get mad. But at the same time, if this is your industry, you should also understand that everybody is different. You know what I mean? Like you cannot expect the amount of effort and amount of energy that you'll get from me, you know, compared to Regina. Like we all have different strengths. And so you have to
figure
out what strength that I have and build on that and get me stronger in that strength before you advance me to something else. It's almost like I hate doing abs, you know, but I know I need abs, you know, but like you get me to start working a little bit, you know, every morning walking, you know, get myself a little bit strength, you know, and then maybe lift like 2 pounds of weights. Again, 2 pounds, not five, not 10.
Come on, 2 pounds.
2 pounds of weight.
But hey, she said baby steps, Regina, and the baby is currently crawling. The baby is currently crawling.
Nothing.
At all.
Oh, you know, my God.
Like, just get me to, you know, to like start with that, and then you can get me to the level that you think that I should be in. But when you have a new mom that, you know, she's just not there, but she knows that inside that she wants to lose the weight and, you know, wants to get to a fitness goal, you cannot hit her hardcore like you expect that person to be. On the other side, you know, Kendra, I mean, if you really want to lose weight, you gotta put in the effort. You know, you can't be eating cornbread as delicious as you know what I mean? So it's really, they just need to have a conversation. That's pretty much it. But I also understand where it's like, hey, you have to save our relationship. Let's just not do this. You know,
right.
A different fitness trainer that you can probably listen to. Because sometimes they always say, what's the word? It's somewhere in the Bible. Don't even make me have to preach here. Like, pastors are not.
Come on, Pastor Esther.
Respected in their own home. So it's like, because we're friends, I might not really respect your level of authority in this industry because I don't look at you as that. So, but if she has a personal trainer that she is actually paying outside, maybe she might listen to that person a lot more and actually do the work in losing the weight. But they just need to have a conversation, which they did, and I'm glad they resolved it, you know?
Yeah. I'm glad it didn't get too ugly, even though I kind of wanted it to get a little uglier. Regina?
That's actually very
well.
Very, very mature, Kendra. I'm very proud of
you. Being absolutely
a professional myself, I would have, first of all, they needed to draw up some kind of contract, not saying a paper, you know, they should have come to an understanding of where the fitness begins and where it ends. And so this is vacation. So when am I your trainer and when am I your girlfriend?
Okay, I get you.
The two shouldn't collide. And so, if you're going to be her professional trainer and she's paying you or it's pro bono, like I do have some friends that I train and we kind of switch off, like they have something that I could use. So they'll give me their services and then I'll train them. But the key is that we know where to cut it off with our friendship. Like if I get together with them and we're out for a social outing, I'm not being your trainer, honey. You can do as many tequila shots as you want.
You know that got calories.
But if you got an appointment with me tomorrow at 7 a.m., you better haul butt and be ready to do the push-ups and everything else I got planned for you. Yeah. You know, but I'm just saying they should have an understanding about how far the training went and when to pull back. Because, see, she wouldn't have been telling me to pedal faster because I would have been saying, girl, you the buff one here. Come on, you can carry me.
Right. Yeah, you know, I just don't want that energy on a Palm Springs trip, especially putting it into the perspective of Dr. Kendra, who's now probably for the first time getting away from her baby, getting some time away from her husband. She's, you know, de-stressing because she wants to go back to work and she's having that conflict. So it's like, I don't really have time for you telling me I can't eat cornbread or ribeye steak. I'm like, girl, go to hell. That's the point here. Go to hell. Because Jasmine is very frustrating. Like, I feel like the intentions are good, but it is also slightly performative for the sake of the cameras because you don't have to be so in my face. Absolutely. You don't have to be so in my face. Presentation's important. But no, I'm glad that they broke it off in an amicable way because I do like Dr. Kendra, as we've discussed. Jasmine, you know, we have warm spots. Yeah. I'm just glad that it's not one of those Imani-Jasmine relationships brewing. I don't have time or interest in it. But now we move on to Leah's Love Thy Labels dinner. And Jasmine is cutting up again, wearing her own line of, I guess, athleisure? Is that the name of it? No, athleisure as in the type of clothing it was. Like, because I know lifestyle something.
I was trying to figure out because she never did really introduce her line. Which wasn't the proper time then, I guess. Yeah, but did you like what you saw?
I mean, it was a simple black t-shirt. It was like a V-neck and it had some white letters on it. It wasn't nothing outside of some Calvin Klein. It was nothing outside of Ross. No shade, Jasmine. By all means, rep your brand.
There goes the interview. Gosh, I was going to ask her to come on the show.
Oh, well, were you? Well, maybe I'll sit it out. Maybe I'll just be like, guys, I can't. I'm sick. Because we're not going to act like she was giving me.
But
seeing that. But do you. It was out of pocket for wearing her own brand to the dinner. Or do you feel like it was good brand representation?
It's
Regina?
All good.
You think?
It's all good.
Okay, you know? That's fair. Queen Esther, go ahead. What did you think?
I did not blame the girl for putting on her brand. I mean, this is an opportunity for her. One, she's already introduced us into her luxury, real estate concierge business.
So yeah,
we already know her, and then she's like, okay, this is almost semifinals or whatever they call it, like, hey, I need to, put out my label name right now because as soon as, this is over, I want to bring out my t-shirt or whatever. So in the market, she is genius, It's genius for her. It's perfect timing.
Yeah.
Leah did her a favor, okay? Did her a favor. Free marketing for her right there. As a girlfriend, I mean, come on now.
Well, it's her brand, and
look. So, if she came out with just the lingerie that she had on, I'd be like, girl, no problem, good. I mean, did you see those boobs and the
next? What was that underneath? It was really
beautiful,
a nice piece, and I was.
It was hot.
Is that part of her line? Because that is really hot. I mean,
let's
face it now, it's her brand, and she has got a rocking body.
She does.
You know, so hey, I'm not hating on her. She should go on and promote herself. That's what it's for.
Yeah, and I don't misconstrue what I'm saying. Like, I love the brand representation. By all means, market yourself. I mean, we've seen it on other shows. She by Sheree, et cetera, et cetera. Like, all the girl, I know, winter, spring, summer joggers. I get it.
But Nene
like,
Nene's line still out.
Oh my God.
I don't want to be malicious. I think so. I don't know. I think in terms of going out to dinner, it wasn't necessarily anything voila. But I'm not mad at her pushing her own brand. I'm just, she gonna think I'm sitting here defaming her brand. I watch, I'm gonna get a defamation lawsuit. God forbid, I don't got time or money.
No, I mean, you know what? You are very well entitled to your opinion. I mean, none of us, well, I'll speak to for myself. I didn't think it was anything that I was ready to get on, find the order.
Right.
Yeah. It wasn't anything that was a knockout right then and there, but maybe it's in the stages of that.
Yeah.
So, either way it goes, Leah got upset about it, and I think it was much ado about nothing.
Yeah, definitely just to add some more unnecessary tension to the show. Speaking of unnecessary tension, actually, maybe necessary. The ladies were not pleased with these gifts. Do you guys feel like, well, we saw Shanique wasn't happy with her mini air horn. Imani had a bit of resistance toward the dildo. Like, what do you guys think? Did you think that it was, you know, unappreciative, or did you think that it was just all lighthearted fun? Queen Esther, I see you giving me sign language. Talk to me.
Me and you, okay, look, people. First,
I'm like, is that or she's fanning once?
So. Right, because it is hot.
No, okay, let me just break this down on how I viewed it, okay? Mm-hmm. Shanique being angry about, you know, her little gifts, I understand that. Because she did put thought into every gift. I get it. I probably would have been a little bit slightly offended because I'm just like, what am I going to do with that? You know what I mean? It didn't make any sense to me. However, Imani getting judo, vibrator, whatever you guys want to call it, look. If someone gave that to me, I'd be like, thank you. God bless you. You know me very well. You love me enough. do you understand how uncomfortable it is for a lot of women to go into a sex store to go buy that? Or even just like even order it online and, you know, just to sit on your car. It's a little bit uncomfortable for a lot of people. But like for someone to even take the time to even go buy that, and if they even buy your favorite color, you're just like, girl, you know me. You know, she, her husband has not, you know, taken care of her for years. Like, girl, we are not robots, okay? Even if you're a virgin, we are not robots. You need a little tender loving care. It might not be the real one, but something can help you out. Enjoy, you know? So I just like, there was no point of her feeling uncomfortable for receiving that. Just accept it and just move on. But I mean, can someone just bring that to me? Thank you very much. I'll receive it.
I got you. Let me see what AliExpress has. Regina, what did you think?
Well, I feel like it was all in fun. God, you going up to Palm Springs, beautiful Palm Springs. She got this gorgeous house for you. Have some fun. I mean, if you were that serious about the gift exchange, there again, you should have had some, you know, guidelines to go by, like, okay, the gift has got to cost this much, and you know, it's got to be this kind of theme of a gift. I mean, it's all about communication, and I think with this group moving forward in the future, if the same cast comes back for a season 3, hopefully they'll be a lot more seasoned.
Yeah, I agree.
A solution for them. They all need to read each other's signs, because once they read each other's signs, they'll have an idea of what each person likes and dislikes and be able to buy the right gift for them. Done. You guys are welcome. That's my
cast. Yeah, I mean,
that's Queen Esther's word.
It was Palm Springs, so they could have had a theme about it being in the desert.
Oh, yeah. You know,
like, they could have been really creative about that. So if what happened is they wound up giving each other gag gifts. And so if that's what it was, then fine. We all know it's a gag gift.
Right. It's just about presentation. Yeah. Now, before we move into our next part of the show, Queen Esther, do you have a message for our beautiful ladies and gentlemen watching our after show?
Oh my God, I can't believe that you guys have pretty much rocked us for 9 episodes. Like, mm-hmm. we don't even know what we've done to deserve this, but we are so happy that you're here with us. 9 episodes, season 2. Thank you so much. Keep on watching, keep on commenting, keep on liking and share with your friends, because they do need to watch it, because we are very entertaining. You know, we give you guys all of the tea. And definitely make sure that you subscribe, okay? And feel free to catch up on all of our other shows. AfterBuzz TV has so much content for you all, so much entertainment. So please, once you're done with this, click the next show. We always have shows coming up literally every 30 minutes. So do not miss out on it. Make sure you subscribe, like, comment, and follow us on social media, AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Don't forget YouTube, guys. Give us the thumbs up. Okay, subscribe to our channels, 5-star rating on iTunes.
Nothing but the best, period.
Thank you.
Like Queen Esther mentioned earlier, we finally got a bit of testosterone in the mix, okay? And we love to see it. We saw Hobart, Matt, and Robert sitting down at dinner, and Hobart expressing his feelings about Dr. Kendra attempting to go back to work. And, you know, I must say that I was relieved that Hobart got some perspective, because what he said at that dinner table about his feeling of Dr. Kendra just wanting to drop the baby and go back to work, I was like, I hope, dear God, you did not bring that up at the dinner table, because, baby, that's not the way. Regina, what did you think watching the men interact?
Well, he said, drop the kid and get back to work. But listen, he's fighting a losing battle. So,
what do you mean? You know,
she has already made up her mind. She's taking that job.
Yeah, it's true.
It's going to cause some strains in her marriage, because this is something I guess he felt like they did discuss it. And she told him that she would wait 6 months to go back to work full time. Mm-hmm. And she broke that. And so that's not a good thing, because if somebody can't take you at your word, especially in a marriage, you're going to have some really serious problems down the road, because people don't forget, especially in a marriage, when you break your word about something, they will hold that against you and throw it back in your face at some point. It's going to come back to haunt you. And so I think when she comes back from Palm Springs, I hope that she will realize that she still has to respect her husband and their marriage. Wow. And I hope that he, after getting advice from Mac and Rob, will also choose his words carefully, because she is a career woman. Hey, she went to medical school for a long, long time. And right. She is not one to be sitting at home nursing for an extended period of time. She's got to get back and do what she loves best, her passion, and she can still raise her child.
Queen Esther, what did you think about the advice that the men gave Hobart?
I think it was definitely necessary. And I'm very grateful that he actually, not even grateful, like I'm very happy that he was bold enough to even speak to the men about it and share concern. And just like men, they make things very, very light and move on, which I love. So there's no like big heavy conversation, and you kind of laugh about everything. So I'm really happy that he discussed with the men. Obviously, with the fact that these are African American men married to African American women, so they definitely understand what it means to, you know, to be married to an African American woman. You know, so I'm so glad that they gave him that perspective. They, hey, look, you don't tell a woman that, especially not a black woman that, you know.
Right.
However, from the last 2 episodes, as I had, you know, mentioned, it's really all about communication. I think that she did not go about it the right way at all. She definitely has her faults in this. It's just not him. Now, the words that came out of his mouth, you know, are not really pleasant, but it's the truth of how he feels, you know, and the truth of how he feels comes from how she has reacted to their conversation. You know, if we had an agreement and then you went back on the agreement, and how am I supposed to trust your words? And knowing the fact that when you come back home and you're tired, you come back with not a really pleasant, you know, attitude. I don't want to be caught you know, having to come take care of the baby alone while you are working full time. I think they both have money. These are not people that don't have money. You guys have it's medical people. You can get a nanny. You can get a nanny. I don't know why that's, I'm not sure why that's not part of the conversation.
It just doesn't seem like the direction they want to go with it.
And it makes no sense to me. And then, okay, her mom lives with them, I think, you know, or we can look at his mom or like some family member. Maybe she doesn't feel comfortable with, you know, just a nanny comes to the home. But let's find someone that is within the family that I trust to help with the baby. You know, I feel like you have money, just hire someone. And this will not be a conversation that we'll be arguing about. You know, so they are both at fault. They both need to really sit down and say, you know what, I was wrong for taking the job, you know, and not letting you know. And I was wrong for saying those words and not understanding why you being, you know, going back to work is really good for your sanity, you know. Yeah. You remain the woman that I married, because once she loses herself in being a full-time mom, then you are not going to love her anymore, because the woman that you met was a career strong woman.
Right. So you need, I agree,
some kind of balance. I need to teach marriage counseling class, because these people need help.
Okay, Dr. Phil. So now we move on to Britain's Queen of the Desert. We move on to Dr. Britain's Queen of the Desert drag queen moment. And I enjoyed this scene thoroughly. I love seeing Dr. Imani get her life, you know, and thriving in her sex appeal and embracing her newfound single womanhood. And I don't know, I enjoyed all of it. What did you guys think watching that scene play out? Regina?
I thought it was cute. I thought it was a lot of fun. And yeah, Dr. Imani, she really like opened up. And, you know, I guess set herself free in a lot of ways. And the other ladies were very supportive of that. And they pretty much lit that club up. So it was a lot of fun. It was lively. And honey, them drag queens looked fabulous.
Right. Real polished. You know? But they that club good. Looked geriatric. That club looked geriatric.
Heels.
They was working. Yeah. The girls look good. The girls look good.
It was a great scene, and it was different. It was refreshing from going to the regular bar scene where they're doing too many shots and having to crawl out the place vomiting or something. You know, we see
it. All right, let's not talk about my 23rd year of life. Queen Esther?
What was that last year?
Well, they were the best of times, they were the worst of times, and now I'm triggered. Queen Esther, how did you feel about the drag queen scene?
It was good to just see the ladies just like let down their hair, as they said. It was good. It was nice to see, you know, Imani just like dropping like his heart, you know, show a little cleavage and get the money and all that. It was nice. I'm really happy that she was happy and the girls were able to really give her that excitement. And again, it was different, you know, obviously having the older people all, you know, in the club. At first I was like, okay, this is gonna be a little bit boring. What's happening? You know, would they really be themselves with all these old people there? But the old ones were like enjoying it also, you know. So I thought it was really, really nice. You know, when you are with your girlfriends, it should be a time where you can just be yourself. You don't have to pretend to be anybody else. If you want to, you know, drop it like it's hot, put your head down, flip your, you know, legs up, like that's what you want to do. There is nobody to judge you. You can just have a great time. And when we leave there, we can put back our doctor's heart and become the extra professional person. So it was really nice. You know, I think a lot of girlfriends should do that. It just makes you refresh, you know, just excited. But I don't want her to feel, because sometimes when you see Dr. Imani, it almost feels like she's really happy about the divorce. You know, sometimes you're almost like, was she begging for a divorce? You know, like does she have any kind of like sadness? Because it almost feels like she's too happy, you know, a little bit.
Is that what you think?
Sometimes it is. Sometimes Well, that could also be because she's already probably gotten over the marriage.
That's it. They've been away from each other as husband and wife for 5 years, emotionally and physically. She's
done.
Gotten through the divorce, believe me. She has gotten through the worst part of it, I'll say.
Yeah.
But that ship sailed 5 years ago now. when
sorry, I cannot believe you're married and you have not had sex with your husband for 5 years?
Girl,
I don't understand that.
I don't either, and I don't ever want to.
But look at it this way, though. Take it to that next level of thinking that during those 5 years, there had to be her trying to see, you know, what's going on. There had to be some conversation going on and an understanding after a certain point. There's more that we're going to see and find out, because 5 years' time, a whole lot can happen.
Yeah, it can. Babies can be made in 5 years. Multiple babies.
You have a kindergarten.
Right. I could start a new Jackson 5 in 5 years. Okay, so before we move on to our tea segment of the night, courtesy of Regina, I want to get into Doctor or Doctor's Wife, our special segment, if you guys are down to play a game or two.
Oh, I have my pen and paper ready.
All right. So for everyone who is new to Doctor or Doctor's Wife, I'm going to read a series of quotes, and all you have to do is guess if it was said by a doctor or a doctor's wife and who said it. So our first quote is, she's newly divorced. She just explained that she hasn't been intimate in years. A dick makes sense.
Shanique.
Doctor's wife.
Regina.
Jasmine.
Period. She got it. All right, Esther, that's one for Regina. Our second quote.
I'm ready.
Britain, you took us to bingo night. Who said that?
Oh, shoot. Doctor.
Okay.
Doctor Kendra.
You have a guess, Regina?
Amani.
Esther got it.
Amani.
Esther got it.
You have me guess if she
I didn't say it was right or wrong. You might have had something.
Well, that's why I just threw it out there. She said the other one. I didn't want to give the same answer.
It's okay. Here's our last one. This will be the tiebreaker.
As you're the person, still my favorite, Eric. Okay.
Okay. Good.
Don't butter him up. I'm here to win. Focus.
Got it. As the person whose credit card this house is on, I hope there's no chicken bones in the hot tub because I want my deposit back.
Oh,
we'll do it at the same time. One, two, three.
Don't say Manny. I said it first.
It's a tie. It's a tie. No hard feelings. Don't break the vase. Oh my gosh. Now, before it gets too hot, ladies and gentlemen, because it's already hot outside and I see Esther fuming, let's get into the news for the night, Regina.
It's all in good fun.
Oh.
Kicking bones and dildos, what can we say?
Yeah, it sounds like a good time. Regina, what's the news for tonight?
That was okay. So anyways, on a more serious note with news, recently Dr. Britton gave an exclusive interview to BravoTV.com regarding her background and how she grew up as a biracial child. She was telling in her interview that she grew up with her mother, who is Black, and her father, who is white and a Chicago, retired now, Chicago police officer. Mm-hmm. And she was saying that that whole dynamic alone, having a father as a police officer, was totally a different world. But that she also felt like growing up, that she really had to toughen herself up and prove her Blackness, because she felt like she had to stand out growing up in the rough neighborhoods in Chicago. She grew up around predominantly all Black family members. She didn't really know her dad's side of the family or see her father that much growing up. She said she didn't really have a lot of memories of her parents ever being together. And so as a result of that, she felt like she really had to stand out because she looked white. A lot of people thought that she was white, but she always related to her blackness. And she said as she grew up and went to school and even became a doctor, she found herself like really getting into a lot of serious arguments with her white counterparts over racist comments that they would make. And she said that a lot of her black colleagues could not get away with some of the things she said, because if they did right away, they would be labeled that they were being too aggressive or that they were acting inappropriate or that they were being unprofessional, you know? And so she felt like she had to be the one to step in and defend them against these racist comments that their white colleagues would make. Because she said at the end of the day, her white colleagues looked at her as a white woman who just cared about black folks.
Oh, wow.
So what do you think about that?
I mean, Dr. Britton does give me very strong energy. And strong in the best way possible. It's very, I know who I am. I know what I bring to the table. You're not going to try me. And if you do, let me set a precedent so that way the next person does not try me. I'm here for Dr. Britton. She calls it as it is. She seems to be a solid friend. And she seems to be the most level-headed one of the girls, at least as far as I'm concerned right now. So I can see all of that. Queen Esther, what do you think of it?
No, I think that's wonderful. I can definitely appreciate her having to stand up for herself and make it known exactly who she is. Yes, I might have a white skin tone, but at the end of the day, I am still black, you know? And I think that's really good that she recognized that at an early age and just being able to stand up for herself and for her fellow, you know, black people around her. I commend her for it. I think it's wonderful.
That's what struck me.
On the very first episode, I was like, okay, Is she black? Is she white? But she kind of really relates, you know, with us a lot more until I really got to hear her and see her. I'm like, okay, no, this is a sister, you know? So I definitely do appreciate it. I don't even look at her as white at all, you know? Yeah. Though her skin, it's so different. I just see her as one of us.
Yeah,
she grew up, like I said, with her mother who is black. With that side of the family. So, you know, but the thing that really struck me in her interview was her honesty about the fact that even as professionals, doctors, black doctors, her counterparts, they were afraid to speak up to their white counterparts for fear that they would be labeled that, oh, you're too this, you're too that, you're angry.
Yeah.
You're, you know, trying to cause stir up trouble and, you know, that kind of thing. So
the angry black person narrative. And there is a bit of privilege that comes with Dr. Britton's light skin tone. It's like she's able to have certain stakes and conversations and it's not presented.
The best of both worlds.
Right. So I think she's in a position of privilege where she can speak out, and that's not to negate, you know, the greatness that's behind her speaking out, but she can do it comfortably. More comfortably than others. But let's get into some predictions for next week's season finale. I can't believe we got here so fast. Mm-hmm. Queen Esther, our resident psychic, what are you seeing?
First of all, I want Dr. Britton and her handsome, hot husband to finally be in the room together and do the McNasty together.
That's the McNasty.
I'm like, first of all, can I just add that Bravo should have taken their time to, you know, to really shoot that scene of when Dr. Britton's husband was walking into the bar with his blazer suit. You know, he was just looking in. I'm like, yes, GQ, come through. Okay,
you lust after this woman's man every week.
No, I'm sorry. Believe me, after this, I'm just done.
All right.
But I want them to really have their time together and just be a couple again. So that's my wish and prediction for them for the next episode.
Let's manifest it. Regina, what are you seeing?
Well, based on the previews, it's going to be hot next week, y'all, because they're having a big party at Jasmine's house. So the prediction is, will we or won't we finally see her husband?
Nope.
Well, I mean, they addressed it earlier in this episode. She said she would be a little more open about it, but but the one thing I do hate is when someone agrees to open up about it and then the girls still keep nitpicking as if the person didn't say gradually that they would open up. I'm just like, damn, we take 3 steps forward just to take 5 back. But that's what it looks like the topic of conversation is going to be next episode. Poor Jasmine's in there trying to host a function and they dragging her good relationship.
But I predict that they will see him. It'll be a life-size blow-up gal.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, I predict that Jasmine's going to be on the hot seat all next episode. Like, that's it. I really predict that Jasmine is going to be on the hot seat all next episode and that Dr. Kendra and Dr. Hobart will meet each other where they're at. That's what I hope is going to happen, but that's really all I got. And we are at the end of our time, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for tuning into tonight's after show. As always, it's always a pleasure to give you guys the best content possible, especially all things Married to Medicine LA. Queen Esther, where can they keep up with you on social media?
On Instagram and Facebook will be Queen Esther E, or one word, Queen Esther E. And also on my YouTube channel will be Queen Esther Akenem, and Queen Esther is one word, Akenem is E-K-A-N-E-M.
Regina, what about you?
Hey guys, you can follow me on all social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at Regina Coles.
Ooh la la. And ladies and gentlemen, as always, you can catch me on Instagram at The World According to Eric and Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at Eric Devante. And until next time, have a great night.
Bye. Thanks for tuning in.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.